Gemara on Tani. The Gemara, we're going to get over one more time. The Gemara Rashi. And what is this? Rabbi Yonah Malade. Makaron Meshavim and Rikshavim. The Mishnah says we pay for Makaron and Rikshavim. And on the Godish, should pay Chatzimah. So the Gemara is going to cash on the Godish. Man Chayit. Who has to pay Chatzimah for the Godish? Why is the Balgachelet not also Chayit or leaving? Because Balgachelet is lying around. Okay, how many Balgachelet? Just give me the question. The Balgachelet should also be liable. That is for lying around because of that, it went on. And so the Gemara is a Shimei Gechel. No, he looked after his Gechelet, therefore there's no reason to make him responsible for what happened after. This is Rashi. Hopefully you'll see now on Man Chayit, it's almost two-thirds, after two-thirds of the week. And Man Chayit, Balakelev, Amasnissin Mahadot, he's going on the mission, Tony, the Godish Mishan Chatzinezek, the God should pay Chatzinezek to whose Chayit? The Baal Kelim is Chayit Chatzinezek. The Gemara, Hachi Gesina, you see what Rashi asked him that he gave it? Why does Rashi say it? Because he knew there were different Gil stories. One Gil said this, one Gil said that. So Hachi Gesina, this is the Gil. This is the authority of the Gil. The Chayit Nami, Baal Gesina, it should be. And the Baal Kelim is supposed to be Chayit. It's obviously the Baal Kelim should be Chayit like this. But he was Bishya, and it went and took the, he did surgeries, or whatever he did. But why is the Bible telling us of the hook? So the first one Rashi already discussed, no one will think into that again. So being Ma or being Ma, Shumamoyna is the hook. The birth of Yitzhak and Shalom, the birth of Yitzhak, Ashim Shumamoyna. And since they all agree Ashim Shumamoyna, that's a reason to make the Bible tell his life. So again, if not Ishim Shum Chito, then an only Ishim Shum Chito, and since the Keller is doing it, then maybe the Baal Gechelet won't be hired. But, or since it's not so certain, then it will get damaged. But if you're, since they all have Ishim Shum Chito, you'll get hired. You're not hiring them. You'll get hired to wait for further hours. So you're hired to pay? How did that happen? It happened through the door. Okay, that's a real material, since we have to pay. Elko, the Vietnam number the L. Then I hit the second point of Rashi, working out the payment. The Vietnam number the L, Allah Godish Mishana Katinezek. The Vietnam holds that for the entire Godish, the Bala Kerry pays Katinezek. Why do you pay that for the entire Godish? So you're saying, then the Shalim Bala Gefeles. Now the other half, the Shalim Bala Gefeles, Katia Acher. The other half, the Baal Gechelet should pay. The Mamayu, it's his money. The Bishera, he left it, you have to pay the rest. The Ishlochish, the Omar HaKadosh Kulovi, have a bottle, a good Ishlochish, all that the Baal Gechelet is called for the king, for the Kadosh, is Shalim Baal Gechelet Kulovi. The Baal Gechelet should pay the entire Kadosh. We pointed out in the message of Chiddush in Rashi. Rashi is really going to tell you something to show you that we saw. That Rashi holds that the Baal HaKelev has to pay the entire whack, whatever the Baal HaKelev was meant to pay. Even if there's not any other part involved. The Baal HaKelev pays Chetzi Patsuris, he has to pay the entire Chetzi. Right, so Kuntrin Yerichon holds that the Baal HaKelev pays Chetzi for the entire Godish. So the question was that the Baal HaKelev should pay the remainder. But that the Baal HaKelev should pay for what the Baal HaKelev did, that wasn't the Tzarek. It's not that it should be quarter and three quarters like we saw in the Rosh and Dapyotet and the Beit, and the Nashon Dapyotet and the Beit. It's not that the Baal HaKelev's Chetzi should be divided by two, as well as the remainder, but rather, what the Baal HaKelev did, he has to pay, And the remainder, the bell, Gefilas is the food.
Feminine, not masculine, not like the machine.
No, it's not kashrut to that. Because the machlek is between your nosel, which you're talking about, and the rabbanon is when we have a pot and one can't pay, you've got a ptur, does the other one take responsibility for it? And here we've got a new case. We've got a case where there's a partner, and we're not saying, what are we saying? We've got a partner, we're saying, forget about your partner. You have to pay the entire house, even though your partner could pay. We've got a keleb, there was a partner on the whole thing. But a keleb, Baal keleb, has to pay the entire amount that the Baal keleb was meant to have paid. And the remainder, the Baal keleb has paid. Why should that be? Since in the throwing of the stone, which is what he's doing, the throwing of the fire, or the spreading of fire in the vehicle, it's all called tzuriyot. It's all called tzuriyot of the keleb. So who does the haystack? The keleb, and also the one that was pishay on the keleb. So how many people are involved in burning the haystack? Two people. So why should the Baal keleb pay the entire 50%? He has a part of it. If nothing is, the Baal keleb's maximum has to be 50. So if we divide them up to 25, because he's got a partner, now the maximum he has to pay is 25. So how much does the Baal keleb pay? He would have thought 50 because he's got a partner. So maximum he should pay 50. No. Thanks. The Baal keleb is going to only, the Baal keleb only pays 25. You have to pay the remaining. You have to make up the remaining. But here we say more. Here we say the Baal keleb had a partnership. He said, no, you pay the full 50%. Why should he pay the full 50%? He's got a partner. Had he done it on his own? That was the question.
Let's change the case a little bit. Let's say it's the where the Baal keleb would be liable to the Hawkadish. You know, the keleb, let's say, Luke or whatever. So he's liable to the Hawkadish. He's for share. The ball is also for share, you know?
Yeah.
Right? So he has to pay 100%, and the other one has to pay also 100%.
Well, according to the longest which we're seeing in.
Well, we saw before the count, right?
Yeah. According to the longest we're seeing in Rashi, it seems to be that the Baal keleb, he gets priority in liability. Never the case, which you're sure of saying, if you would have a cat. Which you do have a cat. You know what I mean?
That's the camel.
Sunkus.
Oh, Sunkus.
Sunkus. Baal keleb takes this and he burns down the haystack and it completely gets burned down. And the Baal keleb is higher 100%. The Baal Gacheles would be proper.
So,
doesn't hold it, so it's Chadim. The Sunkus is also Nedek Shari. So the whole thing is so it's Nedek Shari. Baal Gacheles would be proper. Why should that be?
Right.
Why should the only Gacheles become a Baal Gacheles not Chadim? Excuse me, both of you are fine. There's no Bishaya.
Exactly.
What is going on in Rashi? That's you're right, and then what you built up. That's what's coming out. I'll tell you one other liquid. If you go to the sugya of the Sasikas, remember the sugya of the previous sugya about the
Gemara?
Read the Rashi of the Sasikas Paradio. The Gemara says, we're talking about with the Sasikas. Well, so the camel was misasefes, and my chayev, why should it be chayev? How do you translate the words "my chayev"? Yeah, how do you translate the words "my chayev"? Chayev at all. Rashi says no. So he says, oh, my chayev doesn't need at all. It means why should he pay everything? If Rashi doesn't say that, so doesn't that mean Rashi's telling us that we should have no people to have? The thing again, Rashi should say is that if you have a camel, or you have a camel doing the damage, well, a ish, It's not completely. It's only when the Baal HaKel is not going to be chayev, then yeah. If Baal HaKel would be chayev, the damage he did, so close, or in this case, the camel, would be the Baal HaKel, the Baal HaKel would be possible. The double zeharim and darshemi, why should that be? What should be the pshatim? The better atzum, as Yossi quite rightly said, what could be going on here? Because you appreciate it. You left your ash lying around. You didn't guard it. You left it lying around. Had the wind done it, you would jump and be tired. Along came a wing in the shape of a dog, or the shape of a camel, no, 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 bother. Be not want to complete. Because if the kerem wouldn't be tired, then you would have to. Then tell me it's not ruach. Because I know what's going on. Yeah, I mean, okay, you left the file lying around. Really, I should be chayav. But you say, no, I'm not chayav because the dog took it. If the dog's potter, you are chayav. So don't tell me that the dog is not a ruach. If the dog's potter, you wouldn't be chayav. It's just, if somehow or other we can place the liability to the dog, he gets preference in paying.
Well, it could be. Back to an age, like for instance, if somebody leaves a fire, any poshaya in leaving this fire, which could cause damage by a broken string, and somebody else comes along and he adds some wood to it, or whatever it is, he now takes ownership of that fire because he's the last actor. So it could be the person with poshaya leaving the toilets, but then the dog comes along and the Pusheya of Baal Kelev is less after with respect to the age. So this might be something you need to age.
So why should then the first guy, why should Baal Eish be tied if the dog's going to be proper? If you have it over. But you have to work something in your people. You're definitely right in thinking that direction. This is a Pella also in Rashi. And it's not just Rashi Shitta here, but Chabez also, Rashi also, but it seems to be Rashi Shitta Crusader. In the case when you have an ish, and then along comes a dog or camel or a chicken, right? Then the Baal, the ish, is hot.
It could be that word.
Right.
My
own interpretation.
The Baal Kelev owns the Kelev responsibility. Only if it be a Hefkadon. Or even somehow this kid that I have to know. He's only if Baal HaKelev is only 5.5. Oh, then the Baal HaKelev is why? Matthew is saying something to me through the Kelev.
Different applications for mine.
There's obviously something to say.
The last question that happened would say the full sheriffs of Donuts. You cannot, of course, pay the main culprit, which is one of the five. If anything in the book, we have 5 shares of this.
The letter of the machine said, when it's also be part of the partnership. Why should you appreciate the machine say, when it's put you
on? Yeah.
So then what the Kelev did was together with your shares, you should divide up the Kelev's team.
You were the final act.
So?
And being the final act is Corbera.
I can't often do scholarships and rings. It's the same.
It falls back. Cannot, for whatever reason, apply this rule. But the final act takes on full responsibility.
Let me share with you a pshat from Yeshua. Yeshua writes this on the Chavez of the Aleph of the Sugya of the Mesef Sechas that we saw that Jesus said, the Mahifai Akur, we didn't shtel on Rashi because
there's
no Rashi. There's no Rashi in the bush. But, like we're saying, Rashi doesn't explain it. But it's arguing on that place. Now, if not already there said, wait till we get to the Chavim, I think I said in Shir as well. When you get to the Chavim, you see Rashi doesn't have this. So he says, the patch of Rashi not. So what is the Shah? I listen to his voice. Na ta mjera nije stati nohre na ribu da raša. Rashi says that, you remember with the buckets or the drill, Adyadurim, Rashi said, if koshe odom, if it's little was Adyadurim, the chicken threw it, koshe odom, or the din, and the chicken threw it. Rashi said, it can't be going on the Mishnah, it can't be going on the Mishnah, because there, if it's koshe odom, it'd be possible. Even by Koshi Yodon, the Baal Tana girl has to pay, and the Kishan's bottle, Shari Nidkal Odom, and Boy, nobody tripped up on his foot. Question was, I think the Ish, yeah, it's a discussion. Rashi saying, Koshi Yodon is positive. So he said, you want to know what I'm shouting? So this is a Gilad Mishnah. It's an offset of whatever we were thinking together. Mamish, that's about a mountain of bowels. It says, listen to this. Since the hezek happened to the curve of the Tana girl that threw it, you can't be mechayev the kosher. Because why not? Because the dinil on its own had no curse to damage. The dinil on its own wouldn't have damaged. I tied it, big deal. I couldn't damage anything. The only reason why it damaged was because of the curve of the Tana girl. That's why the Tannenberg is the one that's different. The Tannenberg is the one that transformed it from being absolutely nothing to being a mother. Then you put the blame on the Tannenberg. Even though, as you would say, well, had you not tied it, the Tannenberg wouldn't have done anything, right? He's a fool for tying is nothing. Tying is nothing. Nothing at all. Tying is nothing. What transformed it from being nothing to being a mazi? The tanagel. Therefore, the tanagel is one who did the damage. The one who tied it off the hook completely.
Can we say the person with the delil, the host of non back here,
right? Imke. So that goes back around the time. We saw in Rashi after death that even though he tied it, not ish. Why? Because this is the other thing where the Tanur is the one that transformed it into a mother. He says to anybody, he's talking about Sasek, he's talking about Babes. The camel is the one. He left his candle with a candle, standing still, flickering nicely. Right? He left in a Shusarabi. Candle sitting there.
Shea.
Anything happening with the candle at the moment?
No.
No. Along comes a camel. And takes it and is Mr. Dying. So who's the one that's transforming this real doing, really doing the damage? The camel. Okay, there, as it might say, he's the one that transformed this candle from being a tame candle into being a mazik. That we blame it to him.
Balakam.
Balakam, that's a bit old thing. That's what the Gemara's question was. If we're talking about that's misabsekes, am I kind? The family shouldn't be chayv at all. Not a priestess. The family shouldn't be chayv at all. Because who transformed this candle from being a candle to being a mazi? The God. The God should have to pay.
And there is only about it's only off the hook because the candle is an onus.
Oh, and then after? So you didn't know a mazi. Who's the one who did the picture? The candle owner. Martin,
so that's always like hanging in the back door.
And he said, oh, let me just finish his point and you'll see. And then later on by Keller, remember he's picking up beef and stuff. Later on by Keller, which is Alan up there, we're going to tie them all together. Shenot the Gacheles, the Gemara asked, I'll knock him out Godish, Shomre Osa Keller, and I see Noah. Aber ich kann nicht sagen, dass er die Kufa gekellet, der Akash in Starik Meisa kellet. What happened was, the kellet placed it down, threw it down on the wall, placed it down. Then what happened? Then it spread. That spreading is not the kellet's action. That spreading is the Gachelet's action. Then we got a question that the Gachelet should be. And everything of the, every point of the travel of the fire, you have to think, is this the fire's damaging or is it something else that made it do? It's unbelievable. If you now put them all three cases together, right? Put from Caleb and the Sasekis. In the case of the candle, there was a candle flickering. Candle flickering can't do anything. Candle spreading does. You have to look after your candle from spreading. The candle flickering does. The wrong comes an animal, takes this candle and burns down. So that is the act of the camel. The candle, the egg of the camel, transformed it into a mazik. So the balak domel is chay entirely, and the balak would be potter.
That's all though the business methods.
Yeah.
But it was, let's see, we're not in the world of Rabbi Yochanan, and it just touches it. And at that point, that's where the ball cam will be higher for that point of contact. But the spreading would be
in the case of the Kenneth, where we say that, let's make up our mind. Contribution about Kenneth is, let's go to the Shlokish first. The Shlokish says he threw it and it landed in one particular place. Where it landed, that's the mazik done by the
by the
Kerem. That's done by Kerem. Okay. And that is after pit. But the spreading was done by the Balakasheles. He made a Balakasheles is the pay the rest. But the part, the Balakasheles is pay the rest.
The spreading. No, that's
what Balakasheles. Balakasheles photographed.
That's the most question.
That's the reason why the Bala Kere, Bala Gom, Bala Tamagir, they take priority on payments is because they're the one that transformed something from not being a Malik into being a Malik. As soon as their act is finished, then they're ready to Bala Kere says, and now pick up the pieces and look after his soul. Maybe that's the failure. So a tremendous in Avonim. It's saying that the Baal Kelev, again inside, let's make sure we're saying it right. I'm going to just look where to start. The Kivan Shenasa Hezek Aledei Kerech HaTamagin Mamish Shezol Koi Im Kein Eilonu Lechaim Klal Lahakoshin. You can't be machayev the kosher at all. Kiven, the loy efshe bedelil, kedei lahadik, is not possible for the bedelil to damage, bilti koyach ha-tamagod. Without the power of the tamagod, the bedelil couldn't do anything. Therefore, the bedelil is placed second behind the tamagod. The tamagod is the one.
Always the thing. Rashi is false.
It's a boy. The Gemara there was 200 years as it was hitting.
But it's a boy.
What the land is a boy.
Even for it's a boy.
Oh, Boy, burning something chipped up on it, not that it hit someone else. Here it hit something else.
It was a damaging force.
But this damage that happened by hitting someone else wasn't because of what I did the crime. I left the boy is sitting there. What boy is going to do is make people trip up on it. But to damage something that I didn't mean. Of course, I was the sheriff, but it could be that she could come and do that. But who's the one that actually transformed it into it? Says that's the battle time. Well, he says so too. Hochelanika, Kimin Daim, Bimisakseches, Shagom al Huda, Umavi Beyed Daim, he's doing the act. Kolavio, in Kinir, Kolanever, you may say Domal Manish, and Daim damage is the God who did it. Therefore, cow has to be the thing, the lifter is a remedy. Because we need this on flake on a candle. Don't do that. Don't my cigar that did it. Mashing can become on the kelem, not on gacheles. The match also unlocking my godish, the rest of the godish, but surely also a kelem. Then the kelem didn't do that. What did the kelem do? And my sinua. He listed it out. The majority of his, according to Rishon Yehuda, so he placed it down. So the Ikka Nezek, what was the Ikka Nezek? Don't place it down. Then the fire spread. The Ikka Nezek, Nasa Nikufa Kecheres. The La'ak Hashem Stalik, Maisa Kerem, after the Kerem act is finished, the Nikufa Kecheres, he placed it down. Oh, yeah, oh, I'm being carried on. I have points and damage. I'm like a boy on his galgo, but I'm in the hand. That's like a boy on his galgo. Right? So, for me, the first place is a boy. He comes an animal and moves it along. And then some of the chips up over there. So, that's a similar hit. He had a fire, a cold over here.
It's not a board.
No, he had a cold over here. Somebody can, an animal can remove that coal to over here. Just like you have to look after your bow over here, you have to look after your bow over here. Just like you have to look after each of it, you have to look after each of it. Same thing, it's not a new act of Maisa having a good eye. It's now a new situation, you have to now do Shmir. Maida, in that case, as soon as the Bala Kelev's act is finished, the Bala Gecheles now has to keep him. Yes, that we're having a pinch.
I'm not explaining this in terms of shouldness, but it's your responsibility. It's your responsibility.
Then, like this, that when you have a case, when you have an act which was done by an animal that took something which wasn't a damaging force as per se, and it then transformed into a damaging force, the animal is the one who's going to have to be hired for his act. Now, as soon as the act is finished, now we have a time on you that you should have looked after your call. So as soon as the Baal HaKeles act is finished, then the Baal HaKeles now plays a role. For instance, if somebody takes a bucket, leaves a bucket in a place where a chicken can get to, the chicken then goes and throws this bucket and damages somebody, but then the bucket's lying down in another place. So we say, the thrower, that's the chicken. But now it's sitting in another place. If somebody will now trip up on that boy, that's now the Bala boy. Why me? I placed the boy in one location, now somewhere else. It wouldn't have got there without the chicken. That's true. But there's no longer the egg of the chicken to play with. And there's a new rule called boy and his gun. You place something down at a sheer place. And it moved along due to your shear, because the chicken moved it, because you left it lying around. So now you have to now pick up the piece. The third two, the easiest one is in Rish Lakish. A person that there's a call here. That dog took the call and placed down on the east side. The place where he placed it down, Chayim Nezek Sholei, that's where he placed it down. The rest of it is not the act of the dogging. Now it's the spreading of the fire. Who's mutal to look after the spreading of the fire? Once you left your fire lying right over there, what did you have to do over there? Check, make sure your fire doesn't spread. That you have to do here as well. Make sure your fire doesn't spread. So therefore, you're liable for the fact that you didn't make sure your fire didn't spread. And you're trying now to pay. The same in the view on, the same thing. Beautiful holds that the Baal Kerev is the one who's the primary here. He placed it down and it's his chitzot. The fire that's present is his chitzot. So it's his act. The Baal Kerev has to pay for it. Second, the Baal Kerev is only paying for 50%. Can't pay more than 50%. But you're also pushing Mr. Cole, and you didn't make sure that your cold didn't spread. Therefore, you now have to pay the other thing. That's the Beitel holds that the Baal Kerev is the primary, everyone agrees on the Baal Kerev is the primary place to go first. But the Baal Kerev, all he would do, how much he did, he placed down on the Godish and it spread in the entire Godish. The Kundra Beitel, that's stories, and you have to pay. You have to pay out. So the Baal Kerev has to pay out because of his act. But now the Nizik has a timer on the Baal Kerev and say, you're right. This is what the Kerev did, and I should get from the Kerev all I can get from the Kerev. But the maximum I can get from the Kerev is 50%. What's with my other 50%? No, 50%. The Nizik can never get more than what happened. The Nizik can never get paid more than what they've done. So the one. One second. Let's go with Baal Kerev. Comes a beautiful one. I lock it in Baal Kerev, it's 50%. So the Nizik has to go to the Baal Kerev and say, pay up. Okay, I'll pay my entire amount that I have to pay is 50%. Why only 50%? Sorry about that. Nothing else. So now the Nizik is shortfall by 50%. So he can now go to Baal Kerev and say, Mr. Baal Kerev, I've claimed everything I could from the Nizik, from the Mazik. He was a Mazik, but you were pshia in your code, and due to your pshia, another 50%, I've lost that money. So now you bring me up with a meeting. Because there was a pshia in your garden of the Gekheres, which caused my haystack to burn down. Therefore, you bring me up the remaining 50%.
I said, why will you play with that?
What would you say? What would it not? If you can't, why shouldn't you pay 50%? Why not? The Nazi doesn't give
a
tool.
An inch hole. It doesn't look quite like the guy.
No, it's going to take his house or something. Yeah. If there's a tool in. Hey,
that's not any reason.
I mean, the model all talking about storage, a car. And always by Caden, only my Pretoria. If he can't, please, he'll take the base, then the base will take his house or something. So, what would be if the Met there's no way of getting any money from Balakada? Kolya, the reptiles from Moss, and when he would say, even the money. Kolya, Kolya, yeah, but.
Why would she say only?
Because that's not okay, he has to pay 50%.
The Rob said nothing.
No. Why are you saying 75-25? Because you can't pay it, so they say 100%. We're talking about what Baal Kerev did. Baal Kerev means you have to pay 50, and you have to pay 50. But the question was, why should the Baal Kerev have to pay 50? He should pay 25. Not because he can't afford it, because the damage he did was with shutfuls. There it says, Rashi also gives anytime when you have a mazik which transformed something, which the one guy was pesher to look after, and the other guy is actually doing the mazik, transformed it into a mazik. The one who's pesher is second. The one who performed the damage, he's the one who has to pay. And therefore, calls the money to the meiser of the animal. The meiser of the animal is the meiser of the animal. And that's what gets has to pay. But certainly, it's not the meiser of the animal anymore. Then we say that the shear of the gacheles now has to pay.
In the case of the boar, we have two partners. They have a a person pushing the door into the board, right? And a person who has the board, he should be higher, and the person is higher. The person who pushed, there's his force, the animal wouldn't have fallen in otherwise. So there shouldn't the Adam, or the pusher, wouldn't he be fully liable, and then the person who did the board, he is pushing, but he's not the active involver. He's not the one who made it.
Again, he got sorry, and then what happened? The person pushing
his foot is torn. Borch.
So it goes not the same.
Right. And then we were saying that we said that there was. And now we're saying, oh, it's really the
one. They said that the animal always has to make sure not to be pushed in from other people as well. Remember such a thing? So I'm not giving them to learn it. Okay, boss, I'm going to get a question to go. Well, I'm not going to
okay, after the bucket is.
Yeah, that's right for the story.
Yeah.
Thank the bucket of the question. Okay, this is an acquitted, it's a permit. It's a permit, a mind body involved, I should say. When we come to this, I should say, the mind of the kelev and the bala kelev is what it's doing. It just sometimes needs a bit of thought. According to Rabbi Yochanan, why do you have to pay half of the whole goddess? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the bala kelev has to pay half of the whole goddess. Why do you have to pay half of the whole goddess?
It's
that kitzok. That would have thought that his maisok. If it's his maisok, why does the bala kelev have to pay?
Right.
There is a body, and no, it's not much. You put it down. What the Kerem did was put it down. It's considered Kitzel, considered his mice. If what he really did was, he put it down. But the Kerem, he placed it down, and then it spread. The spreading is considered, so that's what making a funny story. Saying, Krapa the Kitzel, whatever we can get from the Bala Kerem is going to have to pay. And the remainder, is going to be going from the one who didn't look after his fight. So I have to go back to the case of the rope. Here's the chips, as she's saying, that's our patient understanding. The case of the rope, so what was the case of the chicken? What did he do? How much did the chicken pay? Yes. How much did the one who tied it pay?
Zero.
Zero. He didn't make up. Zero. So here, it's different, you have to be machanchin here in the case of the shrine. In case of the rope with the tanago, it's not that just it spread. It's not that the tanago finished its act and it spread. The whole act was the tanago's act. It flung it and broke something. So there, the Baal, the kosher potter, because this is the act of the tanago.
Is there a Baal to will?
If he was like a hefka, or he had hidden it, or yeah, so he's out of the picture. So mind-boggling.
No, that's not mind-boggling.
I just have to speak out clearly. So anytime when we can define this as purely the act of the tanago, and the one tied is completely I've got the right to live one. So anytime we're going to come. To find this as purely the act of the tanner, the one that tied is completely off the hook. In the case of the tying, even though the tanner only pays 50 cents, the kosher doesn't need to pay anything. In the case of the success, where it's purely the act of the camel, and then the camel is off the hook, and the bala camel would pay the entire thing. And here, in our case of the bala kelev, is an interesting hybrid of what's going on. On the one hand, so it's considered the act of the kelev. But actual fact, the reason why it broke, the reason why it burnt the rest of the goddess was because he didn't look after a cow. So as much as we can get what from the dog, we will get from the dog because we will consider it the act of the kelev. But anything which we can't get from the kelev, the Baal Gefilas now has to pay.
But the nail is different?
Hit them all.
I don't think it's
three stains.
The nail,
yeah.
Why isn't that called Baal Gefilas?
comes along the dog, the camel, and takes it from there and transports it to the place.
Not transports it.
He spreads it too.
He's lighting, physically lighting. So continuously his act, much as his act.
Not the fire spreader.
Not his act, it's his act. And not the person that left the fire.
It was
the person that left the fire, that's what I should say. The person that left the fire is dying for not looking after the fire from spreading. As much as there's an act, a physical act of damaging, then it's the Baal HaKelev or the Baal HaGomon or the Baal HaTalog. It's his act and not the Baal
HaKelev.
And the dog come along and taken it and burnt the body shower.
That's all.
So here we have though where the ball of the candle, he would be higher for if the animal's in Masechet and the owner of the camel is putter because the animal is urinating.
Yeah.
So then he's putter. So now you have no one else to look at. And then that's when the ball.
It's not just not up to look at. If he's an owner, it's not considered the act.
It's not. Okay.
Yeah, not because there's no one to get through. Not.
I was thinking about
it. Yes. Nothing to do with that. No.
There's no partnership in that.
Nothing to do with it. Yeah. If he's an onus, chat is that this act that happened from the camel wasn't the camel's.
Right, it's because onus.
It was an onus. Meaning,
then everything's all on the ground.
I'll answer your some share just to make you happy. But for next talk, but let's first get clear the cases. Because I'd be sure that it's not in my mind when we involve some sure
cash.
He's come to everything, but we're not all that fast. So let's go over the cases. Let's go over the cases and then clarify each case.
Yes,
everything is said in Rashi three times. And Rashi tells us that although I left a fire lying around, not always am I chayiv for that shit. There could be times, and I won't be chayiv for that shit. And the case that we've seen is when an animal, chicken, camel, dog, took it and did something with that. In those cases, I'm not chayiv. What's the pshat? The Bnei Shura says that if I left something which Be'etim was tame, and if I left something which really is tame, and something came and transformed it into being a mazik, then the one that transformed it is one chayiv. He took my thing and broke something with it. So he's the one that's chayiv. So as long as it's the act of the one that did it, then he's the one who's obligated. Nothing to do with me. Somebody took my hammer and smashed the vase with it. Okay, I was pashay, I left my hammer lying around. But the one that took the hammer and broke it, he broke the vase. I was pashay leaving around. But the one that took it and broke it, he is the maisavadi. So he's the one that we have to look at. So we have some cases now. We have a very easy case. They have a camel who took a candle, same candle, and burnt and lit his straw and went and physically burnt down the whole house. It's upseches. So I had the hammer, which is the candle, but then the camel came and smashed up the house using this hammer. So who did it? The camel. Go to the camel, nothing to do with me. The camel has to pay the entire thing. That's the easiest case. We have a different case, which is the other extreme. We have somebody who left a delil, Okay. Oh, so then it's like, well, I have a question. So why should the camel owner be hired to pay? It says it's hired to pay. Why should he have to pay? You should make the camel owner to pay. He's the one who did it. Answers the Gemara, no, the camel owner didn't do it. He was an oilus, his matzal merit line. It's considered if it's not the camel's act. So now, if not the camel's act, why did the house get burnt down?
He's still going to share.
They share, leaving a camel. If you have to pay, that's the next part of the law. We saw that as long as we could define that as the act of the camel, it's the act of the camel. Let me have the basis.
And then we'll also ignore that situation before the Mashiach.
Yeah, because it's something
the exposed once it's owners.
Once it's owners, so it wasn't an act of a camel. So we've got a house that got burned down, and it wasn't by the act of a camel, so how was it? Then it was because of your share of your camel, of your leaving the camel. Now, owners, the crowd of owners is owners by a person as well. The person. The act that happened is not considered as act of someone. From Rustin speaks this out from places. An onus, something that act that happened due to onus, you can't attribute it back to the one who did it. But remember that the Bala Ne'er would be the Chemnis. Now we go to the keys of the Talmud. We saw that the Talmud had somebody tied the lil to it. And the Tanago flipped it and smashed the vase. And the Bala Tanago is Kaya Ketzi. The one that tied it is bottom. One that tied it is bottom. Why? Because this vase broke. Why did it break? Due to the act of the Tanago. Not due to anything else. It broke because of the act of the Tanago. Then, the act of the Tanago broke the vase. So it's the Tanago that has to deal with it 50%. The one that tied it was the cause. But who broke it? Who took the hammer and smashed the vase? It was the Tanago. Go to the Tanago, then come to me.
But the Tanago was like Chetzi Nes.
Yeah.
What can you say? The kosher is weaponized. Check it.
So you did?
Isn't it like the handle out of the
kosher? No. A hammer on the floor won't break the vase. A candle could catch fire to people. Well, what he did was a tithe, actually. He didn't even did ish. It wasn't his delete. Somebody else took it. It wasn't his delete. So you can't even because of his boy or something. You don't want to be behind him because of his ish? No. The act that happened, the act of the mazik, was the chicken and never only
one.
The act, as long as it's an act contributed to the bad act. As long as that's a chiddush that we should see from Bnei Yeshua. We don't look at who's the owner of the fire. We look at who did it. I want to say the three keys in chaos. So the case of the camel, it was the act of the camel. If it wasn't the act of the camel, so why did the house get burned down? That's because he left the candle on. So you have to pay, right? If it's the reason why the Baal had chicken, he has to pay, because there was no act of the camel, because he was a minus. The camel had matzah merig line, so it's not considered the act of the camel. So why did the house get burned down? Explain to me, why did the house get burned down? You left your candle lying around. In the case of the
time here.
Yeah. In the case of the Tanago, it is a kiddush. Who broke the Tanago? Who broke the vase? The Tanago. We can attribute it to the Tanago. And how is the Tanago pay? 50. And the case is bought completely. Why? Because who broke it? Not me. Who broke it? We always look at who broke it. Now we're going to come to the third case, which is the Amalek. The Kereb, not al Kharon. And he took these coals and he burned down the Godosh. And what does it say in Rashi? The Baal HaKereb gives 50% and then another one is paid the other 50%. You have no problem. Why should the Bala Kerem pay 50%? It should pay 25%. It's a short vasil. Says the Penishah, people, what we've said, they're not going to understand it. There's a case, this is something slightly different. That why did the goddess burn down? Well, because the Kerem put it on. That was his act finished him. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Eishmashum Kitzov is considered that the rest of the Godish is the act of the Kerem. It's not Mamish, it's just considered that way. So in this case, whatever you can get from the Kerem, you would get from the Kerem. Whatever you can't, then you've got your Pshia. Because you left, the reason why the rest of the Godish burned down, the reason why the rest of the Godish burned down was because you didn't look after your thing. Nobody, who burned the Godish down? The fact that it wasn't guarded. That's why the Godish burned down. It wasn't the Kelev that burnt it. The Kelev placed it down, that was finished his act, and placed it down. God, that lock it is, it's for sure kids, so he has to pay 50. But now the remaining 50, the Baal, your Kelev has to pay.
It's easy to see in the water.
Because as we said, as much as we can define it as the act of the keller, we're going to say it's the act of the keller.
Okay, it is.
So then you pay 50.
Why?
Right?
Right, that's what you need.
Eishon Hashem Kitzov tells us that it's considered the act of the keller. That's why it's something in between it. On the one hand, it's whatever we're going to consider the act of the keller. As much as we can, we're going to consider the act of the keller. But the minute that we can't anymore consider the act of the keller, now the Baal Becherah is considered the act of the keller.
Why did you get it? Why did you get it?
Because he did it. He broke it.
But it's a case that's all always been.
Yeah.
So, like other cases, it's all over. It's one There's a shortness.
There's no shortness there. The one that broke it, one that broke it is the Baal Becherah. One that broke it is the Baal Becherah. The one that broke it, as far as we're considering who broke it,
You're also making the Baal HaKelev be saying the
Shekel. Yeah, that's the second one. What, who broke it? The Baal HaKelev broke it. What? Why? Because he's the one that took this HaKelev and called the Godish to the Baal. So the Baal HaKelev can't turn around and say, I've got Shukas. He can't turn around and say, I've got Shukas. Because really, you know, the Allah is. That the one that takes them and breaks it, he's the one that's high. The Baal HaKelev can't turn around and say, I've got shutras. Because he broke it. He's the one that broke it. What's the case where we have a shutras? You have a sharitam and sharimur smashing up to an animal together. That's the classic case of shutras. Shoritam and Shoimur are damaging together. We have a boy and a Shori damaging together. A Shoritam and a boy. That's the case you're looking for there. So then you say this business of Shoritam. We've got two forces here. But here we've got one which the Baal HaKelev is the business of the Baal HaKelev. They make this case a bit more harder than the other two cases. The Baal HaKelev can't turn around and say, I've got a Shoritam. Because he's the one that broke it. He took this hammer and broke it. So he's the one who did it. Now here we have a Chiddush. Although he's the one that broke it, but ultimately he broke by spreading. Never, why we can't get from this Baal HaKelev, now we'll be able to go to the Baal HaKelev and say, you pay out this. The Baal HaKelev can't turn around and say, Shutfas, my Ali, I had a Shutfas here. Because Adonav, you did it. But the Baal HaKelev is not off the hook. It's not like the case of Delil, where the Tanogil did it, and I want to tie it off the hook. Because there was entirely the act of the time. It's a bit different to that. You see, the fire spread, the Kerem was just basically down. So here, the Baal HaKelev comes around to the Baal HaKelev and says, you held me out of the payment. No, you're the one that broke it. But the Baal HaKelev is not off the hook because he's the one who also should have prevented it from spreading. I want you have to understand him. Huh?
The history wasn't guarding the
cocoon. Yes, all in reason look after you.
Right. So something about guarding and an animal comes, picks up the handle out of the window. By throwing the handle, that'd be service.
Right? That's the thing. Yeah.
Because his act is finished. And then he's out of the picture.
Then go back to the
contract. No, but that's if the
hammer
on its own did continuing damage.
But there was a shield on
the hand. Right? But
the act that broke it.
Right, so you're going to go to the animal owner first.
Only. Exactly.
But even though the guy was Bashir.
Because again, your case is similar to the case of the Dalil.
Right.
What happened? How did they break? They broke by an act,
right?
Not by spreading, by act. Who did the act?
So the act stops there, and there's no other.
If the fine is somebody's act, then he's the one who has to pay.
Exclusively.
If it's not the act, but it's the pshia, well, then you're also pshia. And here, by Ishmael Shokitzov, is an interesting combination. I don't think it's the easiest chat, it's an interesting combination. The act of Yerichon, who burned the Godish? Who burned the Godish? The Keleb burned the Godish. So Bala Keleb can't turn around and say, oh, I've got a partner in him. No, you don't have a partner. You burnt it. You're the one that burnt it. But on the other hand, the Nizik doesn't have to lose out because he can turn around to the Gehelis and say, listen, how did it burn? Burned by spreading. Spreading was also your business. Never you should have to pay for the remaining 50.
It's easier to see when you're dealing with about the original. Because here that distinct point,
right?
And there's love for that. But all the spreading, that's where.
Right. And short, it's easier. Maybe it's right. I saw a scenario in David Kovatsky. He also said a similar thing, but I'll be this pretty sure. He doesn't mention it, but similar thing. I mean, we really have to understand every time you have part, this will help you see. It's an equivalent, it's bothering us, and we've got a right to be bothered about it. This will help. Every time you have a partnership to analyze, like in this case, you had a Keleb with a Baal Gechelet. So it should be 50-50. That's what it should be. No, why would we want the Baal Keleb to say that? Why should he be able to say it's 25%? Why should he go down to 25%? Because he can say that even had they not had you, I would have paid 50%. Now that I want you, I should pay less. Should bestow you my honey. Your should was, what's that helping me? In this type of case, it's you can't claim it. That's what we're saying. Eishon Shemchitzov means, who did it? Who burned down his haystack? Who did it? And the answer to that is, the Balakim. The market got the hands of Arichelis and say, well, you were my partner, I shouldn't pay so much. No, I'm your partner. You did it. Asian Shulchitzov is like throwing a hammer in a window. If you're throwing the fire into the garbage, you did it. So of course you pay your full 50%. You don't want to pay your full 50%. Just the nizik. And I have a time now on the Balgachet and say, you're right. Who did it? He did it. How did it happen? It happened by the spreading of the fire. And that you should have also been looking after. So I want at least my 50% back from you. So there's two stages. This is important to Kudu. It's two stages. Every time you have two partners doing something, it should always be 50% and 50%. Just the Balgachet would want to be able to say, okay, I was serious. If I was serious, my maximum is 50% anyway. Say if I've got a partner, why didn't I get that 25%? On that, including with basically saying it's not true. You did it. It's not even about a partner, you did it. You're serious, you did it. If you did it, hey, 50%. That's the end of you. You won't have more time in on page 25%. No, you don't have to pay 50%. Why? Because you didn't have a partner. You did it yourself. That's all regarding the mazik. The mazik has got the right to say, I only want to pay 25%. Oh, you don't want to pay 50%. You did it. You threw the hammer. You do. But the Nizik can come now to the Baal Yecheret and say, answer. You didn't look after your coal. Because you didn't look after your coal, it spread. And the spreading is what damaged my Godish. And the spreading you were meant to look after. So the spreading you should pay the 50%.
Because his damage is now 50%. You have to pay for the damage you got. If it wasn't a dog and it spread on by the wind, you can pay 100% of it.
But here, I'm going to give a person the credit because he did it. And the credit totally will pay 50%. But the remaining 50% happened because of spreading, you have to pay. So the Saksekas, who pays for it? All the Gemara said, let me Saksekas, classification of Saksekas. There's a Kelly, Bal Gomel, spread it. Who pays? Bal Gomel. Entirely or only 50%?
Entirely.
Why? You did it all. By Tsuri is going to Sunkus. The Kelly took it. Place it down, it's spent on the whole garbage. Who pays?
Hello.
Yeah.
100%.
But again, 100%. Why? He did it. The Kerem placed it down, and it comes to some person holds that. It pays 100%. Why? Who did it? The Bala Kerem. The Bala Kerem doesn't have to pay anything. The Bala Kerem. So he did it. I'm just giving another case. Yeah. In the case of the Tanagar, that somebody tied to the Tanagar and it flung it and it broke a vase. Who did it? Who pays? How much? 50. Who pays out of 50%? No one. Why? Because who did it? Tanagar.
There's
only one that who did it. Also not. Also wouldn't be fine. Because it was an act of
so we say before that the
law of the thing, Balbakit, the Khoyanot, the Khoy Balbakit would be brother because the act happened from an act, not from spreading, happened from a physical act.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't spreading by the wind or anything, it was a physical act. You can ascribe it to someone, this act. Since you can subscribe that act to about time ago, it was a time ago act.
Look at his that's
if the sun was and somebody tripped up on it. And then all the reason why the person's hypothetically didn't look after it. Here, maybe you got tripped up. Here is that you can subscribe this act of damage to something. Okay, very good. And that's one last case. In the last case, the most difficult one, the case of the Baal HaKerem, where there Rashi said he paid 50-50. Try to understand why 50-50. How much? If you're going to say thank you for Kerem, so the Baal HaKerem should be part of completely. Otherwise, there would be 25% and 75%. Where's the 50-50? It was saying like this. That really comes from Yerichon, Ishim Shom Chitzon. Who's, well, first of all, let's take the case. He placed it down and then it spread. So, regarding the one that Nebala killed, he placed it down and it spread, Ishim Shom Chitzon. Who burnt it down? The dog. So, the Bala killer's going to write to turn around now and say to the Bala, well, you pay as well something on my part. You're the one that did it. We subscribe it to you. You're the one that did it. You pay your full whack. There is a kiddush. Now the nizik. So he has to pay 50%. Now the nizik come to the Baal HaKerem and say, I got my money from the one who did it. But how did it happen? It happened by spreading. Spreading is a shear. So you are right to pay your part. You pay your part. Well, it is. Let's call it shutfus. It's not a shutfus, and the Baal HaKerem's got a right to claim, give me a break. No, because it's a funny thing here. It's Asian Chimichitza means, as far as the Baal HaKerem's concerned, he did the whole thing. But on that, he only pays 50%. But the Baal Gav Cheles is not off the hook because the Baal Gav Cheles was
the action was the whole thing, but the damage was his
damage.
So you
should say
that's your damage, that's your damage.
Same thing with the Baal.
No,
no, because the Baal is the
if you have one thing, say both have a crisis, one thing. Dividing the damage into this part and this part.
Right. Yeah. It's the shoot was done by two different it's damage that was done by two different causes. The cause of chitzov and the cause of not looking after. So in such a case, we have two people involved, they all accept 50%. They both accept 50%. He's chayav because he was regel call it, and he's chayav because of each one 50%. Just normally, the one of got 50% says, give me a break because I've got a partner. Can't say that here. Here you can't say that. Here it's like you got a one shutter and another shutter together broke something where each one's 50%. And then you are right to say, well, give me a break, I'll take the other person's
fee. Yeah. You have to say a shutter.
That's paying for my affiliates in this damage. The reason why, because then why don't you have to pay for the whole thing?
The
Balaish. It's also the Christ, the whole thing. It's not because the sins.
It's a
Kerev. Yeah. So the Bala Kerev is one part of this, okay, of this damage, and the Balaish. Bala Kerev is the other one. So there's two people, should be 50-50. Just the Bala Kerem's got the right to say, well, give me down to 25. No way. You jolly well pay it because you're the one that did it. The other hand, and this doesn't have to lose that because it's not the case of the time. And this doesn't have to lose that because here, in the end of the day, it wasn't the act of the Kerem that did it. It was a spreading.
And if it wasn't against one of
the
it was a Hector Zohar for that. Well, was pay 100%.
Yes, right. So, yeah.
It wasn't what? It was a Hector
Zohar.
It's just Murat and Suya, and it's not someone
right
that you can attribute it to. Now, is there a concept of law in Gilead?
Yeah,
there is.
You know what I mean?
What?
You know what I mean?
It means that you need a bowl, and then another force came along, push it into the side somewhere, and it's both considered a bowl.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so now. Why is the Bala bucket? Why is the Nizak not able to go to the Bala bucket? Same way, why is the bucket not viewed as the coal? The bucket is like the coal. You're not watching it, you're leaving it around, you got tangled up with it. We're saying it's shy of it to have
feelings.
Well, we have two different cases. The case that we're talking about is where it's the flying bucket strikes something. That's one streak after it's done. And that caused damage. Okay, and that's here when you're talking about you have a board here, and then the animal moves into the board here. Now it's stationary. Now somebody trips over it. Who's going to be liable? Not the triangle. The ball board is going to be liable. The whole shot.
Reasoning.
The reason is because
of the difference. If you can subscribe the act that happened to an animal or to some other being, then it was him that did it. You left a boat on your end. By your kids. You left a boat on your end. Long came somebody and picked up the hammer and smashed the window with it. Whose act was it? He's the one that did it. He's the one that did it. And not the one that left anything like
it. It's a chicken and a dog.
In any case that you want, chicken, dog, if you can make it into the act of that dog, then it's his act.
Well, we did that. We said it's the act of the dog. So it's the act of the chicken. Same. Dog, chicken. Dog, chicken. Same thing. Right. Same thing. He threw it, put it down, same exact thing. Right. Chicken and dog. Bucket and the head. What's the difference?
What happened? That's just a picture. In the case of the fire, what you're putting bucket and fire, the fire, how did it burn? It carried on spreading
on its own
with the ruach, right? Which who is meant to look after that to stop it from spreading? The Baal Gav Cheles. is also finite. In the case of a bucket, how does it bring the bars? Because the power of the chicken, that is the act of the chicken and not the act of the bucket. His job was to look after the bucket from somebody tripping up on it. His job was to look after the gefilas from somebody from it spreading. That was his job. If he failed in that, he has to pay. So if he had left the bucket, and don't give a chicken, please chip the bucket somewhere else. What's his job? Stop it. Stop people tripping up on his bucket. If something chips up on that bucket, it's fine.
Even though
that's his job. Even though the chicken moves it. Because his job was to look after that bucket. But his job wasn't to stop the bucket from flying into somebody's face. That was the act of the chicken that did it.
But he left it there. Once
we describe that act to something else, it's nothing to do with him.
Except if it's the rook, like you go, let's say,
that's
a rook mitzvah that's not owned. It's a rook mitzvah. It's a non-owned, rook mitzvah. Then who's going to be liable to the owner of the bucket? Because he didn't want to work for him. He said, we're rook mitzvah. No, but if it's owned rook mitzvah.
Chicken is owned by somebody. He did the damage. Because the bucket, his concern was he left a bucket and somebody will trip up. And something else came and transformed it into a flying bucket.
He left the fire then.
So Rashi, proof is coming to explain. When we say you leave a fire, is when you leave something which it itself afterwards causes the damage due to the wind or something. But if something comes and transforms it into, which as the Rosh Hashanah, it wouldn't have broken that vase if not for the chicken, it's considered the chicken's act. And nothing to do with him. And it could even be a heifer chicken, also, if you want
it. That's what I'm saying, because it's supposed to be because it's that the wind solid, the power of the wind that did it, as opposed to the bucket.
Yeah, why not? Why didn't the edge? Chicken was excellent. It could also be even the chicken pepper. The point of the nation is like this. The point of the nation is if you need something which on its own wouldn't have been able to break a vase, and something else comes and transforms it into a break a vase thing. And the one that did that is the one that you should go to. The Tanugo is the one that transformed a bucket into a brick of armor.
Would the after chicken and kosher, would nobody be responsible?
Can you say the name? Because he made it into a flying object now. Fire was blowing wind on the fire. He knows the chicken's going around and he's going to be wagging his whatever and he's going to make it happen. He's part of this fire. He is contributing to the fire and how we're saying his butler.
We've already come to the conclusion. So Yossi is a pupil of the Shema Tesis. They already come to the conclusion Yossi can say on the Shema Tesis better than this. But that is this. Yeah, the place to understand is we just have to try and understand the others. The place to put it like that. But Rashi holds that make sure the Malach, that you might even want to look inside the Meshur itself. Meshur come base and valid. He says, but yeah, I'll read that and do that as well. The deal has no power to break the bucket without the tunnel. So, did it?
Ah, yeah. Let's compare it. Terrible cases.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Rashi.
You could not get it. But Rashi, he needs the bucket. Scratch, Yossi. Why? Because we can't get the bucket. It's a big thing. We guide the bucket lying around. It takes with you. Guide the bucket lying around. And on comes the chicken. And takes the bucket. Flings it at someone. Drinks the vase. Wonder if the bucket lying around. That's true.
The ball bucket. It is so.
The beginning of the ball, let's look at the ball of bucket.
The ball of bucket is higher if he leaves it open.
It's true. Kuntarashi, if a guy needs a bucket like a ranch, and the rock comes to the entire that we even inside himself, the chicken, and the chicken throws it. Chicken is the entire kinetic, and the bottom bucket will be.
He's talking about war.
The Gemara says Moshe.
The Gemara is talking about war.
The Gemara says Moshe.
The Gemara is talking about
on war. War. But he's a noble Shia.
But here, the whole story is that this act, well, that's what you want to say, that if I was Moshe for the boy, so even though now became a transformed into something else, that should be considered Sa'inus, something with Inus. What was Sa'inus? She says, it wasn't my act. Okay, I don't believe that. Okay, you say that. Well, we'll go with that. Whether you see lots of shares from Shen to Karen or from
Transfer.
We're going to have to chat about the next few days.
Today we've learned tremendous Gindoshim.
She's gone well over time. I hope that
it did go over time.
No, we had more questions.
Let's try and focus on this tremendous finish. The Shabbos and whatever. It's tremendous difference that we're seeing in Das Rashi Tosfos is 100%. That Rashi Tosfos, that if you somehow take something which was by Rabbi Bishar, something lying around, and something came along and transformed it from being a thing to being a damaging act. As long as you can subscribe this act to someone, something, we're saying even if it's a boy of Hefka or a boy of Shere, something else matter, if you can subscribe it to something, then that something is the one that did it and the other guy's pocket. God's mind, that act is an act. Camel, the owners, it can't subscribe it to him, that was not considered an act, considered it spread through natural means. Wow. Yes.
Here's another question I have.
Okay. Can I turn it off or you want to just...
There we
go. It's your parents there, but I don't mean to cheer up yourself.
We'll go back to the cat.
So it's the act of the camel.
It's the act of the Thomas.
Thomas.
So it's not the act of the camel.
And then it goes back to the...
So then how does it burn? You got a question. It burned down and there was no act in between. So how'd that happen? Because of your share.
the kosher. Well, what did you say? He's nobody's responsible.
Which
in the case of the candle and
stuff. No one's responsible. There was a candle and the house burnt down. The house
is burnt down. Said that with the kosher, with the real estate.
No, because occasionally we know who to subscribe this act to. So then.
So really, the Kiddush of Ones means the giving to the act.
Yeah, that's the Kiddush which.
Somehow the act is responsible.
Yeah.
Giving to the act of God. That's a huge thing.
Right, yeah.
And I
have to say that.
And if you could say that the.
Yes, okay, good Shabbos. A very good time, Mr. Perry.